Dlatego tutaj jesteśmy.
The Polish opposition is calling this one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in decades. Up to 500,000 people on the streets of Warsaw, saying no to the government of Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, who's dismissed the protest as a circus. They also denounced President Andrzej Duda, blaming his PIS, or Law and Justice Party, for the rising cost of living. Many carried EU flags.
I'm fed up with the rulers. I want to live in a European country that's free and democratic, where minority rights and women's rights are respected, where the church does not rule. I'm marching for my daughter and my granddaughter and all my relatives.
Sunday marks the anniversary of the first partly free elections in Poland in 1989. Among the marchers, Lech Wałęsa, who led the Solidarity Union in a successful fight against communism here and was then elected president. And former Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who heads the centrist opposition party Civic Platform.
We are here today so that all of Poland, all of Europe, all of the world can see how strong we are, how many of us are ready, just like 30, 40 years ago, to fight again for democracy, for a free Poland, for our rights. Nothing can stop this voice, this wave. The giant has awakened.
The war in neighbouring Ukraine has increased the popularity of the Law and Justice Party, which has spoken out against the Kremlin. But some protesters accuse the government of copying the authoritarian politics of the communist era.
I've already lived through an era when talented people were not allowed to take their exams if they were not in or did not know somebody in the Polish Communist Party. I don't want my grandchildren to live in the same age. That's why I'm here.
Most polling suggests the governing party will likely win the parliamentary elections later this year, but fall short of a majority. That could open the way for opposition parties to take power if they maintain their current support levels and manage to agree among themselves. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.